Good morning, everybody. This actually fits well. I'm guessing the organizers put this together in a nice flow here. So today we've seen some nice presentations on LibertyLink use in LibertyLink crops. And so today I'm going to be talking about some fundamental recommendations that Bayer has developed to try to preserve this chemistry now and into the future so that we can deal with resistance management issues and not have the problems that we've seen with glyphosate. First, I need to present the forward-looking statement slide. So please take a moment to look through this and note this as I present the data. So as you can see, the situation that's developed here and has been presented throughout this session already, you can see that glyphosate-resistant weeds in the U.S. and Canada have been exploding at a rapid rate, and we now have a number of different weeds across the U.S. that are now presenting large problems in field crop production agriculture. And right now, Liberty is positioned to be the foundational piece that's being used for management of these weeds within these crops, with the LibertyLink trait being present in many of these crop production systems as well. So as you can see, Liberty is the only non-selective alternative to the glyphosate-tolerant system at this time. And Liberty does offer many advantages over the glyphosate-tolerant system. It kills weeds in days versus weeks, so you see quicker activity of the chemistry if it's used appropriately. It's also non-selective, and you have post-emergence control of broadleaf and grass weeds. There are some areas that you can see, as we saw in the previous talk with goosegrass, that can be some challenges that need to be dealt with, but this is something that we're working towards solutions on. And if environmental conditions don't allow residual to be activated, as you saw in some of the presentations on the ragweed, you can see that Liberty can come in and provide a good solution for that. But we do strongly encourage the use of residual herbicides with Liberty so that we can preserve this chemistry. One of the things that Bayer has done across the company to try to preserve Liberty for the future is to develop the Respect the Rotation initiative. You can think of it as kind of a three-legged stool that's part of the Respect the Rotation. The first piece being to rotate the crops, rotate herbicide-tolerant trait systems within those crops. So if you're rotating, you could see problems if you're rotating between corn and beans, for instance, if you don't want to be using the Liberty or glyphosate systems across those from year to year, as we've seen problems develop to that in the past. Rotate modes of action, and then also to use multiple practices. So we are strongly in support of all the university recommendations that look at using a whole farm system to sustainably manage these weeds across the farm. Then within this program with respect to rotation, we have seven primary recommendations that we have to use for resistance management on the farm. Know your weeds, know your field, so know what you're dealing with and deal with them appropriately. Start clean by using a burn down herbicide and then using residual herbicides before and with each Liberty application so you can preserve this chemistry by using these residual herbicides. Apply the herbicides correctly, so that's what most of my talk today is going to focus on, is how you should use Liberty correctly by producing a medium-sized droplet and getting the best kill of those weeds. And then the final three are not allowing weed escapes, which folds into our zero-tolerance policy to reduce the seed bank. We do support Jason's concepts in Arkansas in particular to try to reduce the seed bank out there in the farm so that we can get rid of these glyphosate-tolerant weeds and not have resistance develop to Liberty in the future. And then also to use clean equipment when you're going from field to field so that you wouldn't be spreading potentially resistant weeds into new areas. General guidelines of Liberty on LibertyLink cotton, I'll focus just mostly on cotton today since we're here at Beltwide. The burn down program should include residual herbicides that are effective against pigweed and other weeds, and use pre-plant or pre-emergence herbicides. And I have a few examples here, but you can refer to our Trait and Technology User's Manual, which is a document that's given to everyone who purchases a license when they purchase LibertyLink traded crops. And we do have a list of recommendations within this for pre-emergence herbicides. When you are using Liberty, remember that it is a contact herbicide, so it's kind of a mind shift that's occurring across production and agriculture in the United States to realize that it's not going to function like glyphosate. So you need to be very careful about when you apply this herbicide and also put it out at the correct time so that you're controlling the weed when it's at the target size where you'll be most likely to have success with the herbicide. So use nozzles and pressure that generate a medium-sized droplet, put it out with 15 gallons per acre of water, and also at ground speeds of less than 15 miles per hour so that you're most likely to get good, adequate coverage on all the growing points on the target weeds that you're trying to control. And also, we encourage that you not apply it when wind speeds are greater than 10 miles per hour if you can. That's a challenge, I realize, in certain parts of the United States, but something that we do encourage so that we don't have drift problems with Liberty herbicide. And then add a tank mix partner if needed. We do have recommendations on our label related to the use of AMS to increase the activity of the herbicide. drilling down a little bit more into the idea of using a medium-sized spray droplet, there are some different use patterns for Liberty across the United States, but the use of a medium-sized droplet is one that is universal at this time. So it's important that you put it out with the correct nozzles. We've been doing quite a bit of work with different application technology companies, and we have developed recommendations for some different systems. So within spraying systems, Greenleaf Technologies, Hypro, and Delavan Ag Spray, we have developed some recommended nozzles that we do recommend producers use when they're putting out Liberty, and these are also listed within our trait and technology users manual. And just changing out the nozzles on a boom, it's not enough just to do that. Of course, you have to have everything calibrated properly and still use the correct gallons per acre and this correct speed in order to have the best likelihood of success with Liberty. These water-sensitive droplet papers cards here show that what we're talking about. So this is our recommended deposition that we'd like to get with a medium spray droplet. If you have a situation like this occur, it indicates that you need higher pressure. You're not getting a consistent spread across this paper here. And then by comparison, what we have with a typical glyphosate, which would be put out with an AI nozzle, you're typically going for a larger droplet size so that you can reduce the probability of drift onto non-target areas. So you can see that there's quite a bit of contrast between what we have here and here. And this is why we're doing a lot of messaging around making sure people understand how to put Liberty out with to produce this medium-sized droplet. Again, this shows you actually some images behind a spray rig here. You have a forward-backward turbo T-jet, and this is the type of droplet pattern that you're going to be getting, and you can see nice overlap between the cones here. Then you have your alternating turbo flood jet and then your twin jet. All of these, you see, you get nice deposition across. It's not quite as good with this flood jet here. You can see it's producing some larger droplets, but you are going to be getting good coverage across the target weed, which is what we're looking to achieve. These are developed by one of our tech service reps in Georgia in consultation with Stanley Culpepper. And I'm presenting these as the only one that I'll present today, but just as an example of the types of guidelines that we've developed for season-long control of weeds in the Liberty Link system. And we are developing these in consultation with university cooperators. And we do recommend that producers go to their local extension and work also with their local Bayer sales rep to find what's working best in their region, since we have an ever-changing spectrum of glyphosate-resistant weeds across the United States. Now I'll talk a little bit more about the droplets. This is the Greenleaf Turbo Drop. We've had really good success with this spray nozzle in programs across the southeastern United States in particular. With the nozzle manufacturers, it's a little bit of an interesting situation because you have different nozzles that are more popular, different distributors across the United States, and so we do work with all the different manufacturers for this reason. But you can see that the Turbo Drop produces nozzles or has a nozzle that puts out a deposition pattern at two different angles. And we have had also some success with some producers putting them out in alternating patterns on the boom so that you get kind of a vortex effect of that droplet when it's being produced onto the when it's being deposited onto the target weed, and it increases your kill that you're going to be getting off of the Liberty. Dr. Culpepper did some studies in 2011 where he found that he went out with the AI nozzle, which is the standard nozzle for glyphosate, and then he also looked at two of our recommended nozzles for Liberty. And these pictures, I'll just set up the first one, and then you can look through them with me. When he went out 13 days after application with the AI nozzle, you can see that there were a few escapes that were here within this. The AI nozzle is going to produce a larger droplet, which is not what we're recommending with Liberty. And you can see that at 25 days after application, in fact, within these row middles, you did see a lot of weeds that were not controlled by that application with the AI nozzle. By contrast, when you look at a flat fan tip, there are very few escapes to begin with. I should note that this trial did not have a residual herbicide that was applied on it. We would recommend that you do put out a residual herbicide before you go and put in your Liberty. But you could see that there were a couple escapes here, but overall it was better than we had with the AI. And then the best control was found with this turbo drop nozzle, which produces the droplets at two different angles here, getting better coverage across the target weed. And you can see this is 13 days after application, it's pretty clean. And then 25 days after application, still nice and clean in the row middles here, demonstrating that why it's important to be putting it out with the proper nozzle and the proper speed and gallons per acre. Another thing that we've been observing across the southeast, but I do point this out because it illustrates the fact that Liberty performance and recommendations are different across the United States, and it's very important that you know what's being recommended in your area. In the southeast, we have commonly found problems. If Liberty is put out 1 hour before sunrise or 1 hour after sunset, we can often find some problems with performance, and this has to do with the physiology of the plant when it's interacting with that herbicide. So we do recommend that people put it out at the proper time of day, considering humidity and wind speed, when they are putting out the Liberty to maximize performance and decrease the chance that we can have resistance developed to this herbicide due to escapes. You can see here one hour after sunset, again, challenges with control. So the Southeast Liberty resistance management recommendations that we've developed are based on the fact that Liberty is the key to the present and future management of glyphosate-resistant weeds across the United States, and particularly in cotton as well. So we do need to preserve this chemistry, which is why we have developed these use recommendations. So what we recommend is using multiple herbicides with multiple modes of action, always using a residual herbicide at planting, spraying the pigweeds when they are small. This is across the board with all target weeds. We do have size recommendations in our trait and technology user's manual on our label, and we encourage you to follow those recommendations to control the target weed at the proper time. Never use a reduced rate of Liberty. I've heard that mentioned quite a few times this morning, and I'm really glad to hear that, because we do want to make sure that the use rates are going out there appropriately to preserve this chemistry. Avoid using more than two applications of Liberty per season if you can, and this can be achieved by using residual herbicides and putting the applications out at the right time. Apply Liberty so that you get good coverage, as I've been talking about during this presentation. And also, don't apply it within 1 hour of sunset or sunrise. This is a recommendation in the southeast. In Texas, it's a little bit of a different situation. Typically, we do actually have better success putting it out closer to sunrise because of the fact that the humidity is higher. So there's a better probability in that really dry climate that you'll get success with Liberty. So this is just to illustrate the fact that it's important that producers are aware of what's going to work best in their region. And again, to have zero tolerance for any pigweed escapes. In West Texas, again, humidity is a key concern, and so we have recommendations that we've developed for Palmer, Morning Glory, and then in this region, we actually do not recommend at this time tank mixing glyphosate and Liberty, as we have seen some antagonism in control in that region. It appears to be maybe a little bit different in the southeast, and we're still studying that data to possibly adapt our recommendations in the future. So the bottom line is to optimize Liberty performance. I recommend that you be aware of what works in your region and have close contact with your Bayer sales rep and also with your local university extension specialist that you can work with. Fundamentally, we recommend having good coverage by using the correct nozzles that are calibrated correctly and going across at the right speed with your tractor and with the proper gallons per acre, having proper timing. Control the weeds when they're small and don't allow escapes, don't have any tolerance for escapes in your fields, and use residual herbicides that complement Liberty so that we can preserve this, protect the chemistry, and keep it going into the future. So overall, for the purpose of sustainability, we recommend using a whole farm integrated weed management strategy, which is the fundamental foundation of our Respect the Rotation program, which has to do with Liberty but also other chemistries that are within the Bayer Crop Science portfolio and all the different chemistries that are used on the farm for weed management. So with that, I can. I guess I have a couple minutes for questions.
Questions for Natalie.
Yes, Walt.
So within 1 hour of sunset or sunrise, or what about 2 or 3 hours before?
I think he had pictures of that as well. Okay. This was 4 hours after sunrise. We got really good control. And then 6 hours after sunrise at noon. And then 6 hours before sunset, so at 2:30, and then 1 hour before sunset. You can see that it was not quite as good, but still pretty good. And this is something we've also seen in Georgia. Do you see this in Arkansas as well, Jason?
Actually, Natalie, I published a paper in 1999 on glyphosate, yeah. And you see the exact same response on glyphosate. It's more of a lethal response than anything. And then Brent Sellers actually followed that up at the University of Missouri while working with his PhD doing some work on glufosinate, and he saw the same exact work that you're reporting here.
So the reason why I presented it today was it's one of our cornerstones in terms of just preserving Liberty, one of the many pieces that is required to use it properly. Thanks, Jason. Any other questions? I think I might have time for one more. Okay, well, thank you for your attention.
Thank you.